KMFM breakfast for your Monday morning with Gary and Laura and
Craig David.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? It's the first polite way of starting conversations.
Do you know what? I'm so good. I mean, look, the album dropped. So just gassed by the response, man. I was just like seeing the Twitter blowing up with people like enjoying the tune. So I'm just properly excited.
I should think so. Tell us about The Time Is Now.
I feel like people sometimes kind of miss some of the most amazing things because you're looking for the next thing all the time. And for me, the most important things are like my health, my friends, and my family, and enjoying the moments that I'm in. It's just a proper R&B record.
Your TS5 gigs, you know, getting love from all angles, including this fella.
When you see somebody up there DJing and bringing the party to life, he's playing other people's songs and performing over the songs, and it's like he's killing other people's songs. It's like, yo, hats off.
Yeah. No, I appreciate
it. I love that.
Yeah, that's Will.i.am for people who couldn't. just placed the voice very quickly. Wow.
Your biggest fan, yeah. Will.i.am. This is awesome.
I mean, it was amazing, you know. I mean, I've got so much love for Will.i.am and the Black Eyed Peas. I remember their stuff from way back in the day when they had like joints and jams, like their early stuff. And he said some very lovely things about TS5.
We love a name drop. So who else is, you know, musical royalty like Will.i.am has given you a bit of a pat on the back? Just gone, oh, Craig, man.
Okay, do you want me to go in on the name drops?
Yes, yeah,
massive,
we do.
Really. Massive.
The bigger, the better.
I want to drop in everywhere.
So I remember playing the House of Blues in LA, and the first night I went to perform, I looked up in the balcony and I could see there was Jennifer Lopez and Missy Elliott were there, right?
Yeah.
Life is good,
yeah.
Right?
No way.
I mean, I love both of those. And then next thing you know, the second night, I look up and it is Her Majesty Queen Bee up there.
No Beyonce
way. You are joking.
Let's keep the name drop.
He's rolling.
Oh, we're on a roll
there's
now.
More?
We're going to go in.
Yeah, going hard.
The third night was what kind of really blew me away was that I looked into the crowd and the front of the house lights came on for a moment and I recognised someone in the crowd singing and I was like, I know that face. And then it dawned on me, I was singing Walking Away and I could see that it was Stevie Wonder was in the crowd singing the song back to me.
Okay, top of the show.
What?
You found it. Wow.
Stevie Wonder singing it back to you.
Wow. Yeah, and I mean, just to give you the context of it, I was like 17, 18 years old and it's just like you're seeing like your idols in front of you coming to see you perform and I was just thinking, you know what, I was just blown away by it. I mean, that kind of gives you it. One minute you're in your council flat with your mum, kind of making some tunes in your bedroom, and next thing you're meeting these people like a year later. So
that is,
yeah, it was a whirlwind.
And of course, you mentioned the song Walking Away. Now your backing singer Mark, he sang it on The Voice and got through to Team Will. Do we reckon we could get you on The Voice one day? What reality show would you like to be on, Craig? Could we ever get you on Strictly?
Nah, listen, my Gary Skank and my kind of like R&B kind of I've got that locked down. But yeah, when it comes to Foxtrot and the Samba,
no,
we haven't quite got the moves there.
Your hips don't lie, Craig. We know that.
Shakira.
It's KMFM breakfast with Gary and Laura, and your man Craig David is on the show with us today. This is awesome. Now we talked about your TS5 gigs, and you're going to be off again with those
in Ibiza again this summer. Oh my gosh, do you know what, my husband went to your party on his stag do and he said it was literally the craziest, most amazing party that he's ever been to. He said it was absolutely brilliant.
For me, that makes me happy because he's like, you came on a stag do, you wanted a good time with your mates, and you've gone away with that, and that's wicked.
You've been in Ibiza a few summers, so we want to know, Craig, how's your Spanish?
It's not too bad.
Okay, good.
A couple of words I can pull together.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, we're going to put it to the test right now with a bit of a game, aren't we, Gary?
Yeah, okay, so have a listen to this and see if you can work it out. You're here, have a listen.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, no importa cuántas veces lo intente.
Cinco, so we had something about 1, 2, 3, and 5.
What could it be?
One more time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Doesn't matter how many times I try.
Yeah, it's a bit different in the Spanish.
That is on some next wave.
You tried doing uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco in the same time.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. No, it's hard. It doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
It doesn't roll, does it?
Ahora que estás vestida de negro cuando me fui, estabas vestida de blanco.
Oh, so we have blanco in there
blanco,
at the end.
So it was white, dressed in white.
Hold tight,
my old son. Let me see. Fill me in. See, all it took, one colour and we just locked in, we zoned in.
Smashed it.
We are losing badly to Craig David. And I think if we have a game of Say It, I think he's probably going to smash it. Find out how Craig David does on Celebrity Say It next.
K.
AMFM Breakfast. Say it.
Yeah, let's see. Let's have a little go.
Let's have a little go. So we've got a minute on the clock, and Laura's going to do the describing for you, and we're just going to keep track. So if you're ready to play, good luck.
Say it. Okay, it's the place you go to pump iron and exercise.
Gym.
Yes, she's a singer. She sang Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Britney Spears.
Yes, it's a TV programme about the police.
Bill.
Yes, it's what you drink, not coffee, the other one.
Tea.
Yes, it's what you would give somebody a kiss with, your kiss on the...
Lips.
Yeah, she goes out with Ken. She's a doll, a famous American
Barbie.
Doll. Yes, it's where you celebrate your dad. It's the day where you give him cards and stuff
birthday.
Like that. No, the other day. It's just for dads.
Father's Day.
Yes, it's if it's raining, or it's sunny, or it's cloudy. What am I talking about?
Weather.
Yes, it's what you blow your nose on. Yes, it's the things that you've got on your fingers. You can paint
nail.
Them. Yes, you got it. Nails. It's a film about Dalmatians. How many of them were there?
101.
Yes, it's a coffee. Something one of these that you ground to make coffee or baked. They can be. You have them on toast or runner or green
beans,
or
beans.
You have it as a type of butter on toast in the mornings.
Margarine.
It can be crunchy or smooth.
Oh, we just squeezed your peanut in at the end there. 13 is your score. Excellent score.
It was good. You know what? You came with it correct. You're very good at that game.
She's good at that.
Do you know what,
yeah.
Craig? You beat Ed Sheeran and that's enough for me. He only got 12. So well done. It puts you level with Take That and Louis Tomlinson. Nice.
Craig David, he's got everything going on and we love him and we love the new album. The time is now. It is out. You've got to download it. You've got to get hold of it. Mr. Craig David, everybody.
Thank you so much, guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you.